Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, coming on you on this Monday. Looks like a little bit, the overcast is starting to be lifted right before it starts to get dark. But the USA Today, or first of all, let me backtrack. We were brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the And we will be announcing their lunch special this Friday. Rubber dub dub, let's grub. But anyways, USA Today came out with their All-American or preseason All-American team. Ohio State leads the way, obviously. And it's a, you know, it's a pretty good team. I mean, look, it's a great honor for these young men to be on all of them. Obviously, you know, I've had some teammates be on there. Carson Beck is the quarterback. You got to think he has, he had to wait his turn. Stetson Bennett won two national titles. He came in originally as a highly recruited, you know, quarterback. And Georgia, listen, let's be honest, Georgia is not, and Kirby Smart has not done a good job with their quarterbacks. They've had any and every quarterback there and has not been, it's not a quarterback machine out of there. But, and especially what he lost some receivers. But last year he played really well and he's projected to be a first round pick. This year, maybe up for the Heisman. And he's a, you know, preseason All-American, so he's done well. Then they got Ollie Gordon, who is a load at Oklahoma State. And then this is the interesting one here. Is Quashawn Judkins from Ole Miss, transfer portal to Ohio State. He's first team preseason All-American. It might not be starting.
I think he starts. I think he's better than Henderson. I like him. I like him more than Henderson. I really do.
I like him too. And you know who he reminds me of? Reminds me of Etienne. Or no, he reminds me of, Etienne from Clemson.
Travis Etienne.
Yeah. Because when he kind of runs low to the ground and he's powerful.
Enough speed.
Yeah. Heck of a spin move. A big problem out of the backfield. I don't know if he starts over Trayvon.
Trayvon has the institutional knowledge to start. But I just think Judkins is a little better.
This kind of, I mean, but that's, look, you're picking baby hairs. Yeah. And then you got Tatoria McMillan from Arizona.
Stud.
Surprised he didn't, I don't know if he's has redshirted. I'm surprised he's still in college or didn't transfer up to Washington. Really took off under Jed Fish's offense, but, you know, look, he is a problem. Mm-hmm. Legit. Then you got Luther Burden III.
Also a stud.
Yes. He jumped off last year and really put a cement on his season in the bowl game with your boy Drankowitz, stand on business. So he is definitely standing on business. And this guy here, listen, Iowa is tight end university one. It's 1A Iowa, 1B Notre Dame, whatever you want, right? Coming up the hatch now, coming up pretty close is Michigan. Colston Loveland, I think, is the best pro prospect out of the guys that Jim Harbaugh's had.
That's a big statement.
Listen, just at Michigan in recent history. Mm-hmm. Homeboys is for real. And you saw what they in Washington, and you saw them in the college football playoffs when they needed a big play. Who'd McCarthy go to against Bama and all that? He's going to be a problem. And he's a big kid, though, too.
Do you like him better than some of the other tight ends that have come out recently? Like, not just for Michigan, but like in the draft? Is he going to have like Bowers impact?
No, Bowers is a problem.
Matthew Mayer?
He's going to be like, he's a little bit more sudden than Matthew Mayer.
Okay.
Yeah. But Bowers is the next level. He's a problem. I did see this guy here at left tackle, DP. Mm-hmm. Actually, both the tackles. One of the Houston Texans scouts that I know had like tweeted it out or whatever. Obviously, with the tackles coming up next year. Will Campbell, big man, can dance. Big man can dance. As far as, you know, kick step and all that. And Calvin Banks is a problem. He's a road grader.
Yeah, he's a grinder.
Yeah. And showed up big at the biggest moment, especially on the road against Alabama. I think that cemented himself as, you know, a top-notch NFL prospect. Donovan Jackson is a good player. We'll see him up close and personal. Tate Ratledge is a good player, a really good player at Georgia as well. Physical guard. That long list of Georgia linemen are big. I mean, if you're not 330, 340, you ain't getting on the field. Georgia.
Different world.
Yeah. And here's an interesting one here. Parker Brailsford, the center from Bama. I think he came from Washington.
He did.
Yeah. Because the last Bama center got in that portal as soon as, before he left the stadium.
And went to?
Huh?
And went to?
Did he go to Michigan?
Ohio State.
Ohio State. That's where he's at, Ohio State. I knew he went somewhere good, but he was in the portal, DP, in the locker room at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. On his phone.
Yeah. It was girlfriend sent it. Because it wasn't, wasn't it weird, like his girlfriend would, right. He was at Bama. Was his girlfriend at Michigan or something? It was some weird story.
It turns out she was on the visitation. She was on this meeting at this dinner where the conversations were had.
It was some weird, right? Or was that just somebody just doing a conspiracy thing on the internet?
No, her family, because she was in the know. So this was.
And then on defense here, Mason Graham is a dude. He's like old boy that just got drafted from Florida State out there to the Rams. Big physical inside presence. Made a lot of big plays. And that's what you think you're playing next to Chris Jenkins and all those guys to make the type of plays he's making, let you know he's a standout. James Pierce, me and Austin have talked about him, DP. He single-handedly destroyed Iowa. Wasn't it Iowa?
Yep,
yeah.
In the bowl game.
I mean, DP, he played all four defensive line positions. He's a defensive end and beat up everybody.
Everybody get to work.
Dude's a problem. You got, they got Ashton Galate. I don't know him. Howard Cross the third. There you go. That's a name for you.
That is a throw you out the club.
Yes. Active
car carrying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bounce you out the building. Car.
The thing that he does for a big man. When I watched him against Ohio State and watched him, you know, a few other times. Against like their better competition, he's extremely active in running down plays. You know what I'm saying? So he makes plays all over the field. Especially when you have 70-plus tackles. Harold Perkins changed the number from 49 to 4 last year. He's a problem, too. You could play him an outside rusher, but he's a linebacker. This dude right here, we know up close and personal, DP.
Yep.
Probably one of the best stories and best interviews we had 2 years ago at the Big Ten Media Day. Sat behind Jack Campbell for essentially since he'd been in college. Didn't play much. And remember, if we go back, I don't know if we have it, you could play. He's like, look, I just hope I just live up to, you know, be okay. And that's what he's, because he never played. Listen, homeboy lit the Big Ten in the nation on fire. 171 tackles is crazy work.
Wait.
Now he's an All-American. I mean, that's an awesome story of perseverance, staying, and believing in yourself and betting on yourself. And then you got Danny Stutzman, who from Oklahoma.
We saw he made two plays.
Yeah, he's athletic.
Yeah, he made two plays that were popping, eye-popping good.
Yeah.
At Memorial Stadium, where he just won great.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
You could tell he had done film study. He jumped the route. One, he jumped the route. Two, he jumped the handoff and created chaos.
Yeah. He's athletic. He's a splash player. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make a splash player, you know, once or twice a game. Will Johnson, lockdown corner, definitely out there. Denzel Burke, he's another long list of Ohio State corners. Not Denzel Ward, like my man Gus Johnson said. They invite him to the barbecue. Malachi Starks, he's legit. Caleb Downs, as a freshman, being an All-American at Alabama, transferring to Ohio State, all of them are legit.
I find it interesting that it's two defensive backs from Ohio State when pass defense has been their problem recently.
Yeah, right? Well, Caleb Downs doesn't count.
He does.
Because he's transferring in.
But that's why they need to go get him.
And Burke locked it down. I think last year the offense led Ohio State down. They had the ball to drive.
Opportunity.
A little bit of suspect effort by Harrison Jr. And then obviously, you know, you go to the well too much and Will Johnson ended the game. So all-purpose Travis Hunter. Zachary Branch, returner from Southern Cal. We're going to see him up real close to personal. Travis Hunter, obviously, he's an all-purpose. You know, he plays every position. You could probably, you know, play quarterback if you need him. But he's yeah, I don't think that's going to work out well. If he tries to do it 2 years in a row, it'd be interesting. You got it. Now, this is the second team here is really interesting. You got Dylan Gabriel, right?
Not Ewers, not Milroe.
What do you guys think about that? You think Dylan Gabriel should be second team All American? Shadur probably just record hurts him. Quinn Ewers though, right? I mean, who do you like better, DP? You like Gabriel between the three? If you were starting a team or wanting to be the coach, Gabriel, Milroe, or Ewers?
Shadur.
No. He's not again. He's you, not going to be. I would take him, but he's not second. He's not going to be All American.
Like, you get what I said. If I'm drafting and I need a quarterback, that means that all other things equal, right? Same group of receivers, same running back, same offensive line, etc. And I just have to pick the quarterback to deliver the mail. Ooh, yeah.
For me, it would be between Ewers and Shadur. Here's what worries me about Shadur. I don't mind the glitz and glamour, right? Because that's just part of who you are. I just see some things that the work ethic from when they did the reality show, even through last year. This is football time, so I'd like to see that.
Of the quarterbacks we're talking about, who's been watched more? Who's been dissected more?
Of Gabriel, Milroe, Ewers, and Sanders?
Mm-hmm. It's Ewers and Sanders.
Ewers and Sanders. Right? And more Sanders. Right? I think Sanders by a long shot. And Sanders, here's the thing. Obviously, I grew up with a pretty famous dad. Now, he's growing up in this day and age with the best cornerback that ever walked the face of the earth. He changed the game and has a changed the game personality along with himself. Shadur is going to get unfairly judged both good and bad. Mm-hmm. And more of the time it's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair. You can say some is brought on stuff, but that's just the way it is. There's a lot of jealous people, probably a Dion, of what they got going on. And they're not going to look at the one thing that Shadur does better than Gabriel's pretty accurate, but I think Shadur is more accurate in actually NFL throws is his accuracy. The ability to throw to be accurate with the football at his stage of his career is probably what sets him apart. But you got to get everything else going.
Well, we saw some throws by Dylan last year here that kind of made me question early in this phase. Wait a minute, can you make the base throw?
Yeah.
You can make the big throw, right? But can you make the base throw?
Yeah.
Shadur's a little bit different in that he listens to his dad describe what defenders are looking for, and he's willing to accept information.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that Dylan Gabriel has that part in full order.
And maybe that's why he went to Oregon.
Right.
And, you know, because of Bo Nix, and we'll get into the rookie quarterbacks, and Bo Nix looked like he was going to be – he probably won the spot last night. Sean Payton don't want to say he won the spot last night, but or yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, not to get off tangent, it's a good quarterback class. It's going to be very interesting to see who picks these guys. Because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you're really going to pick a guy based on the win-loss record, then Colorado's not going to be very good. Right? They're not as good as Oregon. They're not good as Texas. And they definitely aren't good as Alabama and definitely aren't as good as Georgia. You got to really see who fits your organization. And that's going to be interesting. Who can handle with some of these? And look, don't think Quinn Ewers doesn't come with a lot of like stuff with him either. It's just a different version of it.
Yeah.
And so you got to be, you know, willing to embrace it, handle it, or, you know, set the standard not to deal with it.
Yeah. I think it is a good class. It's a good looking class. Yeah. And I think somebody comes from below because if all eyes are on the five, I think there are at least another 10 quarterbacks that can draw,
get looked.
That will sneak up on somebody and make a play. And
he resides in Columbia, Missouri.
Well, he also could be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He could also be
in Columbia, Missouri.
I know you like him.
He can play, though. He can play.
I do not disagree. There are some secondary level quarterbacks that are pretty good this year.
But you know what's funny is that before we go to break, a lot of the better quarterbacks in the NFL are secondary quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. They went through some stuff.
You know what I mean? I mean, just like Drew Brees, you know, I mean, obviously getting overlooked, second round pick. You got to think about, yes, Josh Allen went pretty high, but was kind of more of a like, let's see what you can do. There's a lot of guys that end up being the better quarterback. I mean, Aaron Rodgers went 20-something in the draft. You know, probably if he did redo it again, he should be number one.
Dude, even Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes, like he was a project. They didn't, you know, they were all saying, we don't know if he can play the NFL. He's too aggressive, you know, and you know what I mean? Like
Jordan Love thought he was a bad pick. Jared Goff went through everything he did in Los Angeles.
He was a system quarterback. System, I mean, there's a lot of guys that get overlooked. You got to think,
Wilson, too short.
Right. Even though
Purdy.
Goff got
too fratty.
Got sent to Detroit. It's like he got sent to Detroit to die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As much as, you know, Sean McVay, he plays that, and, you know, he won a Stafford, and yes, you won a Super Bowl with him. But you essentially turned your nose up at Jared Goff, and now he's one of the probably, you know, I mean, he's one of the top quarterbacks going right now. I mean, you got just so, you know, some of those guys that come in, and I think it's also they get in good situations, that they're not forced out there to play. You might get to earn it. You know, if Jordan Love was sitting there and wanted to get out there and play right away, there's nobody better to watch than Aaron Rodgers at that time. You know, he's the NFL MVP. I think, did he win one or two while he watched? But I know he won one.
Did he go back to back?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting. I mean, so that, you know, copy the guys that are in front of you. You're a pretty good guy to follow in the steps. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about the AP top 25 coming out. Usually about to say usual suspects. A look at dive into 11 to 25. I think that's where you're going to see the most movement. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeldwin. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeldwin windows today. View our entire selection of Jeldwin windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.